Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Scanning the Frequencies radio show on LiveParanormal.com. For those of you who are listening and are not in the Live Paranormal interactive chat room, get on over there. You go to LiveParanormal.com. You'll hit the either login tab if you already have a login with us. If you don't, hit the join now tab, and you can join. We don't want a whole lot of information from you, just a little bit. And you can join us in the live interactive chat room again at liveparanormal.com. Without further ado, I'm going to bring on one of the lovely hostesses of the show, which is Ms. Lisa.
Hey, tonight. How are you doing? Dawn's not here yet. She's probably still in my door. Hi. We're going to do a show tonight, a little bit, talk a little bit about. I'm not a mom in a drama or anything, but I see a lot of people hurting out there in the field, and I can see it's not like they're fighting. I mean, they're hurting. I could see it. People are hurting, and a lot of people are hurting each other, and it's got to the point now, number one, you and I both know there's no experts, whether it's a debunker or a paranormal expert, and I'm not talking about the field of demonology, stuff like that. We'll leave that to the ones who know what they're doing there. I'm talking about the field, like the scientific aspect of it and the research. Yep. I mean, there is no exact science, even though science is catching up, we've noticed. I mean, if you read science, you know, like they're starting to catch up with us, and hopefully one day it'll merge with the way Tesla wanted it to. You know what I mean? But for now, people need to really leave each other alone, because when people hurt each other, the debunkers, for instance, they go out and they debunk every single thing that people do, okay, and they don't just debunk them and say, well, that could be this. They harass and they hurt. And people have to realize that they're human beings, they're hurting. They're hurting people.
Exactly.
And, I mean, depression, suicide, when you cannot, how much of a human psyche can take of being put down?
Exactly.
Something, you know, nobody has a right to put anybody down. You know, and I see it, and I don't see the drama per se, but I can see the pain. You know what I mean? And I can see people are sad, and it's becoming, I'm seeing a lot more frequently again, and it's ridiculous. You know?
It is.
To hurt somebody, what's the sense in it? What do you get out of it? You get a thrill? What the hell, man? A thrill of what? Look in the mirror, because that's who you're really, you know what I mean? It's a reflection of who you are, and that's not a good reflection. I wouldn't want that reflection. I wouldn't want to hurt anybody, you know?
Exactly.
To each his own. To each his own, you know? I mean, it's not like, and even the fakes, you know, like, there was I don't know if you saw it last week, but some psychic lady, like, swindled $1 million out of people or something like that. After, I don't even know her name, but I read the whole article. She was arrested, and I forget where, arrested for it. Mm-hmm. Now, that's terrible, too. That's on the other end of the spectrum. Look what she did to the people that were grieving. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, other end of it. It's the same deal when it all comes around. Like, everybody should just work together and just, you know, be together and work together. And if you can't work together, shut the hell up. You know, go in your own little circle, do your own little thing then. You know what I mean? If you want to debunk everything, you know what? I don't even know. None of us even know what we're dealing with anyway. I'm really at that point. Don't you think so?
Are you talking to me? Can you hear me yet?
Hi, honey. How are you?
I didn't know if you guys could hear me. I was just sitting and listening.
Yeah, I mean, I think you agree, Dawn, too. There's no experts in the field. There's nothing in the field. Why is it? We're not in middle school. Okay?
You would think sometimes.
I don't get involved in drama. I could care less. you know, they can go to sit up their ass, okay, because I don't care, okay? I'm doing my thing, you're doing your thing, you're doing your thing. Everybody's cool, you know, everybody gets along, you know. Everybody loves each other for who they are, and that's an important aspect that's missing in this field. Everybody wants everybody just love each other for who they are. Like, if you don't like somebody, good. Okay, you don't like them. Does that mean you hurt them? No. It doesn't mean you hurt them. It doesn't mean you attack them. You know? You just ignore them. What the hell? Can't people just ignore people? Or, you know, or at least try to have empathy and come from another point or perspective. People don't have empathy. When I look, and I don't see empathy anywhere right now. I mean, like, it's just like everywhere I look, it's like, oh, I want to, like, just jump out a window, you know?
And that's like that in everything, though. I mean, I see it in the music business. I see it in, politics and, and, you know, the local scene, not maybe not the national scene. But, I mean, you know, this one thinks this band sucks, and this one thinks they're better than this one, and this one wants this one's guitar player, and... You know what I mean? It's like I see it all the time. I just saw one just now. I'm not going to say what it said, but, you know, called somebody a really horrible name. And it was a picture from the 80s. I mean, come on.
Oh, my God. Well, then.
But it was just a picture of somebody's old picture they posted of somebody, and they went, somebody wrote, you know, oh, that, blah, blah, blah. You know? Come on.
Yeah. See, but just shows character, and it shows integrity, and it shows who you are. When somebody does that, it shows who they are. The person who's hurting, like, let's say it's Sally. Okay, Sally's over there. Sally's doing her own thing. And the person doesn't like Sally. So then all of a sudden they're like, oh, look at her. You know, oh, she's this and she's that.
And then 50 other people are chiming in
because
and agreeing, even though they don't know them.
You know,
I mean, I've been there. I was that one.
I mean,
we've
been there, but you know what?
We were there, and it didn't bother you, but it really, really upset me. I mean, I was, I lost quite a bit of sleep over it, you know, and I got really sick, and, you know, it affected my home life and my marriage. I mean, I had people friending me saying that they were my, friending my children, my neighbors, my kid's bus driver. You know what I mean? Do you know what kind of a panic that gives you? It's like, I mean, they're going as far as to friend my child's bus driver and my local police department and send me friend requests. And you know what I mean? For what? To scare me? Because you're damn right I'm worried about my kids. You know?
And that's why I did what I did, because you know something? See,
people just take it to the crazy extreme. I can't get on
chat. Crazy extreme is going to get people killed. All right, because let's say with you, for instance, let's say, and me, or anybody, let's say that you and I had this, what happened to us. Let's say somebody really, really got, like a crazy mofo got on it, right? And then they decide to kill
us. We did have some of that.
We sure almost did, you know?
We did have threats.
Yes, we did. And the point is, I mean, I see it, like, okay, I see that happening. I mean, we've had enough disasters in our field already. We don't need
anymore.
I don't even see field. I'm going to be truthful. I see like-minded people trying to figure things out more than
kind
of community.
You've got, I don't know if it's clicky or if it's just, you know, we don't like this person, so let's attack this person. But I do see.
I hated high school cliques. I can't stand any cliques. I don't like cliques, period. I never like cliques. I stayed away from cliques. I don't want anything to do with cliques because that's all they are, is feel above others.
Right.
And you can't.
And the point is that we're all doing this together, whether you're just an amateur, whether you've been doing it 25 years.
Right.
You know?
Right. It's like you're human. We're all human. We believe the same, but we feel the same. People have.
Nikki, are you still there?
I hope so. You sure? Maybe
yep,
sure.
I'm right here.
Okay. Nikki, how come I can't come to the chat room? Do you know why?
Excellent question. Let me see. Let me see if I can figure out what's going on.
I'm sorry. I just, maybe I'm not clicking the right place.
Fine.
I just have a big black box for my chat room.
You know what?
Let me see what's going on.
We've had a lot of upsets and a lot of things that, you know, like I mind my own business because my own business is what I should be minded. You know what I mean?
Me too.
And that's, everybody should be minding their own business. Okay, you know,
Other
and,
than helping people when I can. I mean, I never try to hurt anybody, ever.
No, you and I both. I mean, that's what I want to put out there. That's why I put that question out before we came on air. What has everybody done to help another human being, to reach a hand out to somebody who needs help? What kind words have they given somebody? And these people that are hurting people are not giving kind words. They're not helping people.
No, but they might hurt them on. They might hurt one person on one page and then go to another person's post and say, you know, oh, I'm sorry that you're going through this. So it's like they don't realize that they're doing. Well, I see it all the time.
That's a fake.
I mean, it's just.
That is.
You know,
that's a fake.
It's their opinion. If it's a click and, you know, oh, you want this popular person has something going on, or this person,
well,
you know, puts a post up that's a popular post. Everybody's going to go there, and everybody's going to make a kind, you know, a comment.
You know what that makes them? Posers.
Well,
in the most total definition of posers, because they pretend.
I mean,
I
try to catch everybody's post. I mean,
I try.
I try to catch anybody. Anybody who's hurting, I try to at least,
I know, me too. I do.
Give
and
a quick
we've got
word
people
or...
who suffer. People who are depressed. When you've got people in the paranormal field. Now, let's look at it from our perspective as researchers to a perspective of a person that's coming in to say hi. Or let's say they're grieving. Okay, they're already grieving. Okay. You know, like people in the field that are just starting or where they want to know things, whatever. They come in and they're grieving, and all they see is this stuff. Number one, who are they going to trust? Number two, you're hurting. If these people are grieving. These people want to hear things. The people want to know about what's going on. And a lot of times, you know, people do help each other. People can help them. But when they just imagine what it feels like from an outsider looking in on these posts. What if they're depressed? What if they needed help? What if they were suicidal? What if they lost somebody they loved?
Right.
What if they wanted to reach out and can't? What if they're hurt?
A lot of times people don't allow you to reach out because they don't take your hand when you reach out. So a lot of people stop.
No, they ignore them. Exactly.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They don't.
Yep.
You know, they can't be bothered.
Like I know.
It just seems like a lot of people are doing things to either be popular or to only if it benefits them.
No, that you know what they don't realize yet? That is over. The thing is with the it's over. It that error was destroyed by exactly this. You understand what I mean, right? By the drama. Think about it, right? And a new error has got to emerge from this. Is what it is. And a new
we call it
then
drama,
emerges.
But a lot of it is just plain meanness and hatred in social media in general. I mean,
that's what I mean.
You see one person make a comment or a political post or somebody, you know, says something nice to a person on their post, and then all of a sudden somebody else is calling them names and, it's
gross and it's stupid and it really doesn't have any merit to. All right, number one, we must look, and let me tell you, let's say that the beings that we're speaking to are multidimensional, whether they're aliens or spirits, you must think we're all stupid. Okay?
Because this is dumb.
All right, because we know what, like, I don't claim to be anything of a psychic or not, but we know the information that we get, and they don't like it one bit. They don't like happening.
They were once human, and as long as they have empathy of themselves left with any soul that is caring.
Yes.
You know, if you're not dealing with a hateful spirit or a hateful entity of course they're going to
that. What happens is people don't realize, now this is scientifically proven, that everything is energy. Okay, so let's take that into perspective. So let's say you've got a bubble of energy as a person, like a bubble of energy, and it's angry, and it's hurtful, and it's, understand? And it's pushing everybody's buttons, okay?
Right.
That energy is projecting outward, all right? And the person that wants to feel all that love, let's say on the other end, or is sensitive, or all the energy is being directed at these people, okay? And number one, it's breaking down the good people, which you could see. All right, the people that have the positive energy have to push harder to have that energy, But every single thing you do is energy. Every thought you have, everything is energy, whether it's atoms, molecules, whatever waves. We've got like electromagnetic waves coming off our body, whatever it is energy. And the people are putting that out into the world. We'll go world with this. They're putting it out into the world. You understand? And it is projected back. A lot of disasters is what I think. Imagine if everything is energy and what we project outward. And if you project love and your kindness to another human being, imagine what that would do. Think about that.
And that's true.
Imagine. What if everybody would just be kind and love everybody?
And it sounds like a great plan, but it's never going to happen, just like in any. I think there's just some shitty people out there.
Uh-huh.
Well, there are just some shitty people.
Well, it scares me because it's like that wall. Let's be honest. It seems like all the battle lines have been drawn. Okay, like I'm talking about the lines. The lines have been drawn, the good versus evil. It's coming to, and whether I mean, I went to Catholic school, so I'll just use that as a thing. But the lines are being drawn for good versus evil right now. The sides are being drawn. And did you ever hear, like, you have the dark entities, the light entities, and then you have the great fence sitters? Do you know what I mean, right? They're like, all right, like, well, this, let's say there, you got black, white, and gray, right? To call it the dark entity, the light entity, and the gray, which teeters. Let's say there's a fence in the middle, and you have the teeterers. Oh, I'm going to teeter this way. I'm going, I'm angry. And then I'm going to teeter. You understand what I mean, right?
But some of them don't see their actions as being.
No, well, that's not.
Unkind. I mean, they think, oh, this person deserves it.
Hmm.
You know?
Well, then that shows their character on the inside. That shows their heart, which doesn't make it the very good entity now, does it?
I'm not talking about entities. I'm talking about people. I mean, people look at other people and think, this person did something unfair to so-and-so, so they deserve to be treated poorly.
They're a human entity. They're still an entity. They're still a being. That makes them not a good person, Dawn. And
I hear you.
They'll
turn around and say something nice on someone else and say, I always say nice things.
They're hurtful.
You know?
All right.
Right.
But there's a thing. Like, you know, if somebody talks to you about somebody else, you know what you think? Why are you so comfortable about talking about people? Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, right? Like,
yeah,
like talking to the gossip. You know what? And, you know, if you look at that for face value, you realize that they're so comfortable at talking about other people, then you turn your back and watch them talk about you. When you,
well,
you know what I'm saying? Like
that's pretty standard.
Yeah, and then, of course, a lot of people just feed into people and try to play on them so that they can get to know them so that they can hurt them, which is even more evil.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Oh, believe me.
You know,
I wouldn't do that. I completely understand. There are just some plain hurtful people. And they have nothing better to do. I mean, you've got keyboard warriors that sit behind their computer and just.
They make me laugh.
But they can cause a lot of damage. I mean, look at these teenagers you know.
I see it everywhere, Dawn. Everywhere. I see it.
Everywhere. That's. I mean, my boys are 10 and 12 and dealing with it. Exactly.
Yeah. Everywhere.
I mean, they deal with it. I've seen them calling, you know, somebody calling some girl ugly. My son's, you know, stood up for her and said, you know, that's not a nice thing to say. She already doesn't.
And then they
like
went
herself,
on him.
And now you're hurting his son. Exactly. And then it started on him.
Mikey did the same thing. Mikey did the same. He did the same thing, too. Mm-hmm. Yep. And, and that's,
you know,
that's
keep your mouth shut unless you want to be, you know.
Right.
And then
people
it starts,
don't realize,
you know.
You wouldn't, what you give, when you give, you're eventually going to get.
But, you know, I guess if we think back, we went through it when we were growing up too, but there wasn't so obvious because there wasn't social media where people could literally attack you and 10,000 people can see it.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
I
if somebody calls your name in the hallway.
I'm going to chime in.
But,
go ahead, honey.
I'm going to chime in because I've been a victim of this myself. So I can speak firsthand on how, you know, there's resources. If you look out there, there's resources for kids, teenagers, but there are none for adults.
Nope.
There are none.
Yep.
There is no resource, no access for help as an adult. And I can tell you, being a person who's had to deal with it, it gets you to a really dark place. There are times when I'll admit, you know, I really was like, is this it for me? You know, and I was thinking really stupid things. because it really does a number on you. And it messes really with you. And people who you thought were your friends are sitting there commenting on stuff that people have to know it's about you. I had two and a half hour, sorry, two hour and 45 minutes. YouTube shows done about me. I've had songs written.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Cartoons. I've had memes done recently by some guy who I don't even know.
Oh, boy.
I don't even know him.
Oh.
You know, and
right. And then what's worse
now,
is when somebody that you
laugh.
Do know comments on
right.
it, and, you know,
right.
you don't know what to think.
But now I laugh. You know, now I laugh. But there was
no,
a point where I
never
wasn't
changed.
Laughing.
Never change.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't
never,
laughing before,
yeah.
but now I'm laughing because I'm like, how desperate are you that you have made your life fixated around me? How pathetic
exactly,
are you?
Exactly, that they're trying to
I mean,
get their 5 minutes of attention.
Right. And, you know,
they're
I'm
trying to get
like,
their 5 minutes of attention
no
by hurting someone
adults.
Else.
Yep. But there
know,
are no resources
know.
For adults. And in this field, in the paranormal, we're supposed to be adults. If how can
yeah.
we communicate
oh, you think?
With the dead if we can't communicate with the living? How?
That's
right.
exactly
How
right.
do we expect them to want to communicate
well,
with us? So in all
that
honesty, you know what? That right there does it all.
Uh-huh.
You know, step
yep.
up, act like adults, and, you know, be understand that what you say about someone on the Internet never goes away. I don't care what you
exactly.
think. It does not go away. Because guess what? I've got copies of all the stuff said about me. All the stuff that's been taken down,
you.
Some of it. I have copies of
mm-hmm.
all of it. And you know what? I sit back and I laugh. I have, in fact, a song written about me. I use it as a ringtone. That's how much it
oh
bothers
my God.
Me.
You know what?
I don't
but the
care.
Thing is,
that
you've gotten stronger from it. Other people sometimes
yes.
can be really devastated
yeah,
by it.
And I understand.
Always,
I understand that side, too. I get it. Yep.
Look,
and I was
down.
There, too.
Yeah.
I was there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa doesn't really understand because Lisa stayed strong, but
no,
it tore me apart.
I've been there before that, but in my life.
I
so.
Mean, it really did.
Oh.
It tore me apart. It just
well,
ate
it does.
At me. I
it makes
was sick 24 hours a day.
Not, you know? Yep.
I had anxiety and depression, and I mean, I honestly blame a lot of it for, you know, my failed marriage and everything else because I was just in such a bad place. I was constantly mm-hmm. obsessed with, you know, why these people want to hurt me. I don't even know who they are. And then you're trying to figure out who it is. Then you're trying to decide
yeah,
is this person really a friend? But then
yeah.
you try to
well,
figure out is this person
is
a friend or is this one involved too? And you don't know who,
you
know,
who
you
are.
Can trust.
The worst is when you know who they are and they were supposed
yeah.
to be
yeah.
your friend. And then you
right,
find out
then at least you know.
Like you
at least you know.
And act in another. Right. You know, but.
But
how,
at least
how,
you know. There were times we didn't know.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But at least
I mean, we found out
and
that these were.
Trust.
We found
you know,
out these were people
trust.
That we were close to, and you know what I mean? They were involved in literally driving us. It's, you know, I call it like
right,
domestic terrorism
what,
on this.
That's what they're trying
you know,
to do is drive people crazy. I'm going to be honest
right.
with you.
Yeah.
That's what I see. They're driving people.
Yep.
They want to hurt the people so bad to make them lose every bit of self esteem and self respect. That they have, okay, to mm-hmm. make them want to die. And that's what
well,
I
don't
see.
Understand how anybody could do that. It's just,
it's wrong.
Like it.
And you know what?
It's
if we don't understand it because we are not those kind of people.
Right.
And that's a good thing that we don't understand it because I sit and try to wrap
yeah.
my head around how someone has that much time in the day. Okay, first of all, I don't have time to do half the crap I'm supposed to do, okay?
Exactly. And you know what?
If
there's
I lay
been...
down at night to go to bed, how do they do it? How do they do it?
Nikki, there's been people that have done me wrong. And you know what? I could easily lash back out. I could easily
yeah,
and
I
be
don't.
In the right.
I don't.
I could easily be in the right and say, you know what? This is, you know, this is what's done. This is how it went down. This is what this is.
For everybody that's put a knife into us, one mm-hmm. after another. Mm-hmm. And I've been, look, I was a little kid. I had epilepsy when I was a kid. Right, and like juvenile, you know, generalized epilepsy, so I was on medication. I was a little chubby kid with glasses when I was a kid. I was picked on all the time. So from this going back to when I was little until I punched the boy in the eye and blackened his eye, my dad told me he had a box. That was about when it
good.
Ended. But, yeah, right, but the fact of the matter is people are fragile. People,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Let's say if you can't step in, if these people aren't stepping into the perspective of another person, like you're not stepping, like
some people aren't capable of doing that.
You
Lisa, some
person,
people are not capable of doing that.
No, they're not capable. That means they're bad people.
Right.
And that means,
I mean, there are just plain shitty people out there.
They're heartless. They're just heartless people.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't
empathy.
See a problem with their actions. I mean, I know, and I've been very involved with, a couple people that, you know, in my life that I just, the things that they can say or laugh or a tragedy happens and it's, you know, oh, good. How can you feel that way? How can you say something? And the jealousy, there's so much jealousy. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to put names. I'm not going to put anything out there. But, you know, somebody that I know is successful at what they do. So they get paid successfully.
Right.
And then someone else I know goes, oh, my God, I don't want them going there and paying that kind of money to them because they don't deserve that kind of money for what they do.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
really?
Then
I mean, honestly, it's just the jealousy coming up, and I just cringe. You know, it's like, you know, that's your living. That's what you do. I'm a medical transcriptionist. I was highly sought after when I did what I did, and I got paid very well. And then when it went down to, you know, they were able to have, you know, have it outsourced, and let's say they were doing it in India, they could pay them, you know, $2 an hour. Then they'd send it back to me and pay me nothing to correct their mistake.
Right.
Yep.
So I'm still in demand, but I'm being killed. I should be getting paid at, you know, but, you know,
but
everybody.
But you can't look at, like, okay, let's say you got a neighbor. And your neighbor you see coming in and out of the house a million times, right? You're like, I don't like her. We're just saying the neighbor, right?
Oh, wait, real quick, Lisa.
Who's walking from the door? Do you know what her feelings are when she goes to bed at night or when she wakes up in the morning? Or how much she has to do with you in the day? No one.
Wait, let me just finish real quick. Because what I was going to say is, you know what I mean? They were in much more skilled fields than I did. And they thought, oh, she just sits at home and works. But you know what? It took me a lot of training. I have to be on top of everything. I have to spell. So back when I was making that kind of money, they'd be like, oh, my God, I can't believe she's making as much money as me. And I'm a such and such and such. You know what I mean?
I know. Yep.
And, you know, I worked my butt off to get where I was. And it was, you know, and now there's nothing left of it, you know, because the job is not, it doesn't exist anymore. Yeah, you know how it is, Nikki, because you were there too.
Yep.
But guess what?
Yeah. Yep.
People would be jealous. People would be jealous. They'd be like, I'm out sweating my butt off working on roofing. And, you know, I mean, I feel bad for a roofer. I think they should get paid more than me too. But guess what?
Dude, the garbage man is seriously underpaid.
Exactly. Anything like that.
When I take my stuff out there, I feel for him because I'm like,
I do too. I just,
it's my job.
Talk to them today.
I
mean,
it's like, I just, you know, I give them all the credit in the world. They should be definitely more paid. Yeah, me too.
I really do think that kind of stuff. I used to think, like, I would almost feel guilty that I got to sit in my house in the air conditioning in my own home and just work and make that kind of money while other people are out, like, you know, sweating and breaking their backs to, you know, to work a job.
And that's what I mean.
No, but I actually felt guilty about it. I really did sometimes feel guilty about it. And then I'd have people that would huff and puff and literally go like, you know, oh, I can't believe you get paid that much money to do that when I have to, you know, bust my butt and do that. Well, guess what?
Well,
we all have.
That's their problem. You know what
so
I mean?
In other words, if they were going to offer me less money, I should just say, okay, well, I feel bad for them. So I'm going to, you know, everybody has their circumstances and everybody, some are unfortunate,
like,
some are fortunate.
Okay. I'm on disability, okay? And I give people the same thing. Oh, is it nice not to work? How about this? How about if they want to wake up 3 or 4 times a night in pain, do they want to be up all night in pain? Sure. Do they want to take 2 hours to move in the morning?
Oh, I'll tell you, I mean, so much. I hear you.
And then not be able to do things? Sure. It's real nice not to work. I still have to take care of my house and kids. And that's what I mean. It's like that. It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Well, everyone has their own burdens to bear. That's the thing, is
that's
nobody understands what other people are going
into their shoes. They could say, oh, Dawn's been home. She had to study. She raised the 2 kids by herself. Oh, my God.
I had to have a nanny for almost 2 years
but
because I couldn't even be with my kids. I worked so much that I couldn't even be with my kids. Can you two continue without me for 1 second? I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah, it's hard, Nikki. It's hard because, like, people don't realize, step into their shoes. You don't, like, you know, you have all the things that you do. You can't get them done just like me. I can't finish everything I got to do either. And it's like,
no way.
Every day is a struggle one way or the other. And people don't,
it really is.
See it. And they don't see the work.
They don't understand, and they don't care to understand. That's just it. They don't care to take a moment to step into someone else's shoes. You know, who am I to sit here, and it comes down to even evidence. Who am I to say that something did not happen? I was not there. Okay? It might sound too good to be true. You're damn straight it might sound too good to be true. That does not mean that it didn't happen. There's some that I go, But where is it my place to say bullshit? It's not my place.
Right.
You know, I am not the judge person of the paranormal. You know, who am I to say that didn't happen? It sounds a little too good to be true. I mean, I am jelly over here. But that's not my place to judge. It's not my place to call bullshit. Okay.
I'm back. Guys.
You know, so all these people who are out calling bullshit on other people's evidence and stuff, I'm sorry, but you know what? It's not my place to sit there and say those
things. Let them put it up. Let them,
and if
you know,
I feel that way, if I feel that way, I'll say that to myself. I'll go, you know, and
it's
not my place to publicly comment or bash or, you know, ridicule somebody. You know, hey,
but maybe
they might change their mind
a
year later and go, oh, that was my
along with it.
People,
and maybe, or maybe they think they saw what they saw. They think they heard what they heard. Even if I don't hear it and I know it's not real, I'm not going to say something. You know what I mean?
It's not my place to take that away from them. Yep.
No,
not my place to take
that
away.
That's the thing. No, I mean, that'd be unless, of course, it's dangerous for them. That's a different story.
Well, yeah,
you know,
but I mean, I've heard some blatantly, you know, easily discernible EVPs, let's say, that you know that it's not what they think it is. But you know what? It's not my place to tell them that that's not what they heard.
Exactly.
You know?
Maybe that's what they needed to hear. You know what? And if that's what they needed to hear, where is it my place to take that away from them? You know, I am not the judge and jury, and I'm sorry. Last time I checked, there isn't one. And every once in a while, you see a post from someone who says that they should be. There should be. There should be. Well, who the hell is going to deem this community, this group of people? We can't agree on a damn thing anyway, so who the hell is going to nominate?
And there's no experts, so who's going to be the expert over everybody else?
Yeah. There's no experts.
We're not all
going
to agree on a damn thing.
Nobody's any better than anybody else.
Look, the crazy.
I mean, I've heard all this talk about panels. That's crazy.
That you know what that is? It's all ego. Ego. That's
it's just wanting to.
Your ego, you know?
Right. It's wanting to find fault in what somebody else has done.
Right.
It's not wanting to prove that somebody did something amazing and wow, look what they found. No, it's wanting to prove that it's not what they say it is.
Well, let me tell you what Frank would say right now. Frank Sumption would say, he would say, try everything you can. Like all kinds of equipment, EVPs, ghost boxes, apps. Because they can all work, and it's the different people get different results from different things.
Right. He didn't
it's
say just try mine. Or that
well,
one
I
doesn't
can tell
work
you.
Or that builder stinks
I talked
or
to the
that
princess last
app's
week.
Terrible.
I talked to him.
See?
I talked to him.
You
last
did.
Week. Using a Frank's box. Yes, ma'am. I had the pleasure of using a Frank's box on my trip. I went on a trip to all these different locations. It was absolutely amazing. In fact, I should remember the box number, and it's slipping on me right now, but I'm going to go look because I got a still shot of it. And it was awesome. It was clear as day. Frank, what did they call you? And Purple Princess. Thank you.
That's
nice.
You know, and
you know
it was awesome, you know?
You know, when he comes to me, he goes, it's Frank, and right on. That's what I get. They don't use the Purple Princess. I don't know. They all say
we got Frank
maybe.
A whole lot, but when we asked for the nickname, we got Purple Princess.
Yes, Purple
but other
Princess.
Than that, we got Frank. Yeah, we
and
got
you know
Frank
what?
A whole lot.
Speaking of Frank, look what they did to him.
Look
what the paranormal jury.
It's wrong.
They're one of the most intelligent and kind-hearted people on the face of the earth. They hurt him. They abused him the same way. Okay? They ridiculed him. They made fun of him. They brought him down. Mm-hmm. They tried to say he was crazy. And the man was a sergeant in the United States Army. And they never bothered to tell anybody that then. But you understand? But look what they did to him. Over greed, though. Over, I'm a better box builder.
Yeah.
Nobody could build that box. No one can do it. And nobody can do what he did. We know that. But anyway, everybody, I got to
And even if they
better.
Could, it doesn't make
it doesn't
what
make
he did any less. I mean, it doesn't make. He gave
so
his schematics
build.
Away, right? So it
right.
doesn't make him any less. So let's say you build his box. Oh, now yours is better than his, or does it have to be better than
that,
his? Or do you have to say that his is not as good as yours? Or you have to, you know, always find a negative.
Okay. They called him, you know, they made fun of him for the purple princess thing. But see, that's what they called him because they said that in a past life in Egypt, okay, he was a princess in Egypt. Oh, he was a woman, which could be possible for anybody to be any you know, form. And
yeah.
he was a purple princess because he dressed in purple. That's where it came from. And that's why he didn't care because that's what they told him. He was just telling the truth. That's the point, telling the truth of what they told him. That's it. And the fact of the matter is the abuse he took over that. I mean, so many times he wanted to just give up. He wanted to quit. He just, you know what I mean? And but he, you know what, you know, and look, it made me, it makes me sick to see that this doesn't end. They go from one person to the next.
I hate to say it never will.
Well,
no, it
you know,
won't.
Are,
not, it never will. It never will, unfortunately.
Not even,
no,
I mean, at my kids' age. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what's
all it
scary.
Takes is
like
for one person to call Ian a long-haired freak, and then there's 10 people calling him a long-haired freak.
Well, yeah, they
you know what I mean?
Mikey girl. yeah, Mikey
and it's just,
girl.
You know, it's the meanness of people, and I just tell
and the
them,
worst
you know
part
what?
Is, though, we're dealing with adults here. You know, kids,
right,
you know,
exactly.
it's wrong, it's bad,
kids are
it's wrong and bad, but adults are supposed to know better, and they're supposed to teach
right.
their children better. And
right.
how do we expect the world to get any better when we've got the adults doing it? So why the hell are the kids not going to do it? They're
right.
not learning
but
that because they're learning that influence from their parents. They're seeing it in their
yep,
parents.
You got it.
And it's wrong.
That's right. That's right. Because my kids not. My kids wouldn't put anyone down. None of them.
My kids
I
better
always
not.
Set up for the underdog.
That's right. That's
I always
guess,
but
yeah.
I can't
people.
Believe
and you know what? It made
I cannot believe the name calling that I just saw on a post right before I logged in.
What was it?
It was just a picture of somebody from the 80s and then somebody called them and they, you know
that
piece of shit,
I mean, like,
blah 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 blah. That's just you know, it just makes you look like a creep, but imagine how bad it makes that person feel because
yeah,
they
exactly.
posted that picture, and then they didn't ask for that picture to be posted. Somebody else posted
right.
it at them from the past, and then somebody makes a mean comment right at the very beginning, and then 1,000 other people read it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you learn who people, you learn true people that way, though, don't you?
Yeah, well,
unfortunately,
don't say anything, and then you got the ones that don't say anything and do it all behind your back. That's the ones
you
bought those, though.
See, my problem is that I wish I could defend people more. I just usually just stay out of it because I can't handle confrontation.
I just don't see much. I don't see much because I'm too busy. I don't get to see much, but I do see the people hurting at night when I go to scroll and read, you know?
Yeah.
I see people hurting, and I'm like, wait a minute. If this is your life, why is other people getting involved in what your happiness should be? Or, you know what I mean? Or why are they getting involved in, huh? And I don't know what's going on, per se, but I could see the hurt.
I
don't
see
know
it every single day.
I see reflecting in the because I don't see as many people's posts because they're going to get clogged up and they go yell and stuff and then I got you know what I mean. So it gets a little hard for me. But I've seen enough.
But the one I'm talking about earlier was just a random post. It's not even somebody's post I normally see. And it just so happened that popped up. And that was as soon as that picture came up, that comment was put right on that person's picture. And it's like that's just. Crappy.
Grow
grow up.
No,
well,
they won't. And that's the sad part.
Like,
we condone it. We condone it by allowing it to happen, by letting it happen. And yeah, you know what? There's sometimes where it's like, you know, you want to step up and say something, and you know, like, there's times
I've
when I've
it.
Stepped up and said stuff. And you know what happens to me? I get tattled
you become the next
to people. Oh, I get tattled on to Rob at LiveParanormal.com. I get told on.
Well, no, you
become
the next target.
And I used my name. I used my name. I'm not one of those. I'm not even going to say the word. I was about to say something really wrong. I'm not one of those wimpy people who go in under a guest account. Right. I go in under my own damn name. I am owning what the hell I had to say.
Me too.
Okay? And if I'm owning it, come at me if you have a problem with what I say. You don't go to 30 other people and talk behind my back. Come to me.
That's
you know, just like that person's picture from the 80s. Go to them if you don't like their picture from the 80s. Whatever. Go say, I don't like their picture.
Say, hey, you.
But it was just put up there just to, you know what I mean, just to hurt the person. It just was a horrible post saying what a piece of crap somebody is. And, you know.
What does that help us? That doesn't help anybody. I don't care if it's paranormal. I don't care if it's music.
Right.
I don't care if it's kindergarten, eighth grade, whatever. It's stupid. It's stupid.
It's just mean. It's just mean.
You know, like.
Because it's not like saying, it's not like me saying to Lisa, I don't like that Nikki girl. And then it's between me and Lisa. This is on the internet. So you've got every friend of their friend seeing it. So, you know, I remember one time somebody put something up about me in a group. And I knew it was about me. They didn't use my name, but I knew it was about me. And I actually did jump in and say something because I thought they were a friend. I said, so basically now here you are, you know, after being in my face, telling me, oh, this is cool, this is cool. Now you... You know, we're going to have
don't
to talk
like
about
right.
me behind my back. On you know, and then it was like, oh, do you have a problem? You know, do you have a problem?
Oh, no, no,
are you
no,
feeling guilty? Are you concerned that, you know, I didn't use your name? No, but you know what? It hurt my feelings to think that I thought you were a nice person and that you turned around and would say something like you
That's
just
why
said.
I keep my circle small.
I don't have 10 accounts. I have one account.
Yeah,
I don't write under other people's names. I don't make up fake accounts so that I can go in and, you know.
I am not that damn creative. I don't know how some people keep trying
to. Yeah, I wouldn't know how to if I wanted to.
I'm not that creative.
That's Mikey does it with his music channel. It's going to drive me insane. But that's different because he's making music. So that's totally different. But, yeah, music, and he changes the band's name, him and Ian and Devin.
Right, but I mean, I go on. I try to comfort people who've had a loss or whatever, something bad that's happened. They've lost a pet or a parent or an aunt. I try to say something. And then I try to, like, share happy stuff or inspirational stuff. I mean, that's about it. I don't, you know, I don't go on. I don't try to put up things that are going
to
make
inspirational.
Or I put up funny stuff. I mean, I don't put up stuff that's going to make you have a horrible day or that's going to make you think it's about you or that's going to make you feel terrible.
No. No. See, that's what people just, they don't care. Okay? I mean, we watched it all through the election. All right? Really? Okay?
Well, I'm sure somebody will have something to say about us after the show tonight.
Oh,
you know?
Bring it on.
I mean,
bring it on. Make a song. Make a cartoon. Make a meme. Make a three-hour YouTube special. I don't care.
Yeah, definitely. You make it all, and I'll repost it and everything because I don't care.
That's what I did with the last one that made the meme about me. I posted the meme. I'm like, oh, that makes you so cool. I don't even know who the hell you are. That's awesome,
that's the thing.
You dedicated your time and your day to make a meme about me, little old me, when I don't even know who you are.
I wonder if these people have bad spirit guides. You know, we all have a spirit guide.
They don't have spirit guides.
They don't have anything.
Well, they do, but they don't know how to contact them, so they,
they don't. Not if they're evil. I wouldn't want to say that. No, really.
I think everybody has
the
opportunity to have one, but I think you have the choice of being a good or a bad person.
Wait, no. If you have, what I learned being, I'm Gnostic, okay? What we believe is, like I said, the dark entities, the light entities, and the gray fence sitters. Once you teeter over to that dark side, they're gone. They got no help.
Yeah, but everybody in their life at some point has done something mean that they. But then the difference is whether you regret it or not.
They have a conscience. These people don't.
Right, that's what the difference is. Whether you have a conscience or whether you have any empathy in your system whatsoever.
Exactly. And it really, 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 it can't get any worse. Okay. Number one, we do have. People have depression. I don't like seeing what I'm seeing because I don't want to see them kill themselves. We already lost my
I really went downhill, Lisa. I was sick for years when all that stuff was going on. I really was in a horrible place. I could barely keep my job because I just had so much anxiety and depression. I was afraid to be on the computer because I didn't want to read anything crappy about me or somebody I love. And, you know, trying to figure out who's doing this and why are they doing this and why are they targeting my kids? And do I have to be afraid? It was just not fun.
I've noticed that whenever Dawn and I go somewhere and we run the box or we do things like that,
Do we lose her? Did we lose Lisa?
No.
Oh, no, Lisa, call back.
Probably because I'm sending her messages. Yeah, we lost her. I sent her a message. That's probably why. She'll call
she
back.
Call
Here
back.
She is.
I don't know what
I threw
happened.
You off sending you messages. I threw you off.
She
oh,
threw
wow.
you out of the she threw you
oh,
out of
okay.
the discussion.
Anyway.
And then we talked about you while you weren't there and listening.
That's okay.
You should have heard all the shit we said about
back.
You.
What I was gonna say
don't tell
is
Nick.
Like, when we I've noticed for us, Dawn and I, when we're out, I noticed that with us with the boss, with Walter, he tends to and I think that this might be a calling because he tends to reach out to people that we don't even know. Number one, like, you know what I mean? What's going on with them or anything. But it's always people that need help, like people that have been friends of people that have committed suicide or friends of people that have been murdered. We have noticed a pattern in this. And that tells me that paranormal people need to walk with the broken. Do you understand what I mean, right? Rather than sit with the great.
I think everybody needs to. Everybody needs to help somebody,
broken.
You know, not hurt anybody.
No, but you need to walk with them. There are people that need, you know what I mean? If you, there's a lot of people out there that could use help or advice or just a shoulder or an ear, you know, and or help. But for us, we don't do anything. We just stand there. That's the funny thing. But the point is that to see this going on, it makes you think. If you've got a spirit, for instance, that knows that this person in the corner over there that you don't know has something that they need help with or struggling with, and they reach out to the person, it takes the paranormal to a whole new ball game. You understand? Yeah. Because if you think about it, that's the people that are broken. The people that are broken are the best people. They have the strongest heart. They have the best heart. Do you know that?
There's some people...
The heart.
That literally, how do I explain this? I mean, you've got these, I don't want to put down any groups in particular, but you know, you've got people that go into homes and you've got people that the reason that they're contacting you is because they're having problems in their home, whether it be paranormal, whether it be drugs, whether it be alcohol, whether it be domestic violence, whether it be mental illness. And then you've got people, you know, going in and, you know, turning it into a playground, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you must have demons and
that's just
this
idiots,
is evil. And
though.
Well,
see,
I'm just saying,
idiots.
Though, I mean, you can destroy
but
people.
But they're not, they're hurting people.
You got people that are moving out of their homes, you know?
Yeah, but that's a different level. Yeah. For people that are looking for somebody to investigate their home, they need to research the group that they choose. And they need to show the experience.
Too.
Right.
And they need, because... That young paranormal team doing this stuff is just idiocy. But that doesn't make them evil people. They just don't know what they're doing.
No, it doesn't necessarily make them evil people. But you've also got these people that don't think twice. They want to make themselves. No, but I mean, they'll do anything to come up with the evidence. You know what I mean?
Oh,
to
I know
show
that.
That, this is what I found and this is what happened and... These people are led to believe that, you know, oh, my God, we have 37 demons in our house and my child is possessed and we need to move.
Oh,
and
my God, I know.
If we move, it might follow us. And, you know, people don't realize that they do damage.
They don't realize that it could
do a lot of damage.
See, that's why you need to
find I know for a fact, Lisa, you've had people call you and you've talked to them.
I refer them to South Jersey.
No, but I'm not even talking about you referring them to paranormal. I'm talking about you've talked to people and found out on your own that they might have a drug issue or they might have...
They were very honest, They were very honest.
And you know what I mean? And you give honest advice and you'll take hours of listening to these people. And even as far as going to their house and, you
know,
just sitting with them and talking to them. Nothing paranormal.
Because I can reach out to them on a different level on that.
Right,
so
but you're not a psychologist
no,
or sociologist,
but
you care and you do help people.
Dawn, I've been in recovery for years. So
right.
I used to run meetings and then would do recovery. I used to actually
right,
run recovery meetings. So what I can tell you is I can sit and listen. And that's
right.
all that some people need is an ear.
And then, yeah, because you've got some
yeah.
people that are just lonely.
Yes. Yeah,
you know, they
yeah.
literally are lonely, and they just want people to come to their house. I remember someone in particular, if you remember, Lisa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And,
yep.
you know,
yeah.
we actually would just go and visit her.
Yep.
She was elderly, and she was
yep.
lonely.
Yep, and we loved her. And
she was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yep.
for nothing. We were just
we used to have so much fun.
Yeah. That was,
and we,
that
we
kind of
made her
different.
Feel better, and we, you know, let her know that, you know,
company.
There's nothing here to be afraid of, and we
yep.
gave her company, and we'd order pizza and, you know,
and
spend time with her.
Nothing but fart when we were trying to
yeah, exactly.
we were trying to
you know.
She couldn't hear, and they were,
it thought,
I forget, I think
aww.
It was Joe who farted first. Joe farted, and then the boss went, and we're like, oh, God.
That was our farting episode. It was funny. They're like, he stinks. That was
okay,
funny.
So we're trying to
we had
like,
a blast over there.
Yeah, we had some fun, though. It was
but
fun.
We did, and she had fun. I mean, she
yes,
really
she
enjoyed our company. She wanted,
mm-hmm.
she'd buy, you know, can we buy pizza? No, we'll all chip in. We'll all get pizza.
Yep,
we
yep.
caught, what was it, a cat or a raccoon in her trash can? Because they kept insisting that something was getting in her trash can. What was it?
Yeah, she thought it was paranormal. Remember, it was a raccoon.
And we had the trap camera out there. And what was
mm-hmm.
it, a cat
yep.
or a raccoon?
It was a raccoon.
And so we were able to show her that nobody's, you know, there's nobody's breaking into your house. Nobody's flipping
yep.
your stuff. Nobody's playing with your stuff. It's, you know.
It's a raccoon.
But she would invite us over and show us pictures of her grandkids and her kids and, you know, and
exactly
the paintings that they made
need.
On the wall. Mm-hmm.
That's what some people
and
need.
Sometimes
people
we
call
even
me
did.
On the phone. I too.
And sometimes
and
we did.
But.
Pairs, remember? I mean, she's like,
yes,
well, this is
did.
Making
we
noise.
Yep,
so they'd go downstairs and they'd help fix whatever it was that
yeah.
was making the pounding noises. You know, the
you
heater
know
or the pipes.
Yeah, what, it was the pipes. I think the joist was loose. Yeah, uh-huh.
And I think that
yeah,
was
yeah.
the only home investigation we ever did. And we took it just
yeah.
because of the fact that it was an elderly woman who was alone
mm-hmm.
and who was scared. And
yeah,
we knew
and
it
we,
wasn't something paranormal. We didn't go in there expecting anything
company.
Paranormal.
Mm-hmm. And we enjoyed her company.
But we knew ahead of time we weren't going in there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No,
for a paranormal
we
or for an investigation.
Demons,
or else we wouldn't have done it. We would have referred mm-hmm. it to someone else.
Yeah, remember, all we mostly did was talk. Yeah.
Right.
It was basically
and that's what
talk.
She wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she'd call
and
3 days later and say, well, I had this happen, and this happened. Can
yep.
you guys come
yep.
over again?
Yep.
You know, it was just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
we tried to do what we could, even if it was just a phone call.
We reached, all right, like, all right, okay, if somebody writes me...
I'll get a
word
Nikki ahead
house,
of time. We're already at
wait.
Time.
Okay. If somebody calls me and says, I have a demon in my house, I say, well, go call the house. They always put everything in their pocket. I'm like, because I'm not good.
But that is,
I
and
do,
that's what
because I know they've been around
experience
for a long
with.
Time. And they're
and
good.
That's what their experience
and they have,
is.
They're with psychologists, and they have a lot of backing for that kind of... I'm like, I don't do that. No. You know what I mean? But... Yeah, but I mean, somebody says I just need help. Sometimes I just talk to them and say, well, look, it could be this, that, and that. It's mice. It could be mice in the
right.
walls. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
All right, I know we're running out of time, but be good to each other out there.
Amen.
All right, be good to each other. Spread the love, man, not the hate. And those people that are struggling with being abused, chin up. Chin up.
That's right.
Chin up.
Nikki,
up,
thank you for hanging
stop.
With us. And-
All right. Yeah,
no problem.
Fun.
This
all
is
right.
a topic that's true to my heart.
Yes.
Been there.
Yeah.
All right. We'll
probably
we've
be there again
there.
Shortly.
That's
yeah.
right.
We might all be there
chin
tonight.
Up,
hey,
chin
you
up,
never know. We'll have
up.
A party. We'll order pizza.
Yes. Listen, chin up, look up, Nikki. Never stop looking up.
Yep.
That's right.
Okay.
Well,
love,
I'm
you.
Not.
Love you, Nikki. Love you, Dawn.
We love you guys.
Dawn.
I love you, too.
Good night,
I will
everybody.
Talk to you soon.
Yes.
And Lisa, get back to me because we have an upcoming investigation to discuss. All right.
All right.
Bye, guys. Love
bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The views expressed here within the programs and chats do not necessarily represent the views of LiveParanormal.com.
All right, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Scanning the Frequencies Radio on LiveParanormal.com. At 10:30, we have Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio, so tune back in. Thanks for joining us, and you can check out Scanning the Frequencies in 2 weeks. See you guys. Bye-bye.